Blog Talk Radio.
Last time that I checked, it was 5 chains on my neck. It was no smut on my rep. Last time that I checked, I was selling zones in the set. Make a quarter mil, no sweat. Last time that I checked, I'm the streets voice out west. Legendary self-made progress. Last time that I checked, first you get the money, then respect, then the power and the hoes come next. Last time that I checked, I've been self-made from the dribble. I was been saying I'ma kill him. Nah, playing no games with you niggas. Pop clutch, switch lanes on you niggas. Nah, I laid down the game for you niggas. Taught you how to charge more than what they paid for you niggas. On the whole thing for you niggas. Reinvest, double up, then explain for you niggas. It gotta be love. Run the city, it gotta be cut. For the pieces, I took off the Monopoly board. Hey, y'all niggas false claims, it gotta be fraud. Just keep the hood up out your mouth and you gotta be charged. I doubled up, tripled up, nigga what? Banged on the whole game, I ain't give a fuck. Nobody tripping, had no business, got my digits up. And when I drop, you know I'm about to fuck.
Last time that I checked,
it was 5 chains on my neck. It was no smut on my rep. Last time that I checked, I was selling zones in the set. Make a quarter mil, no sweat. Last time that I checked, I'm the streets voice out west. Legendary self-made progress. Last time that I checked, first you get the money, then respect, then the power and the hoes come next. Last time that I checked, no cosign. I ain't need radio to do mine. I done fine and I take my time.
Check.
And take my tribe. Every level that I crossed in this game, like state lines, it was visionary. Either I'm genius or you niggas scared. Maybe it's both in this balance I deliver daily. For every nigga in these streets trying to feed the babies. Single mamas working hard not to miss a payment. And dirty money get washed on royalty statements. Black owners in this game are powerful races. Young niggas in the set just doing it makeshift. Out the garage, that's how you end up in charge, that's how you end up in penthouses, end up in cars, that's how you start off a curse server, end up a boss, that's how you win the whole thing and lift up a cigar with sweat dripping down your face, cause the mission was
last time that I checked,
it was 5 chains on my neck. It was no smut on my rep. Last time that I checked, I was selling zones in the set. Make a quarter mil, no sweat. Last time that I checked, I'm the streets voice out west. Legendary self-made progress. Last time that I checked, first you get the money, then respect, then the power and the hoes come next.
Last time that I checked, I got the front and in the back. We on the way and that's a fact. This real, this ain't rap. Where everybody wanna act pro-black. The last lie you heard, this ain't that. Just that, I did, made it out the gutter shit. Nip told you fuck the middle man, I told you fuck a bitch. Fuck wearing they clothes, I wear my own shit. Y'all get on, y'all label, I own my own, bitch. Hey, Mill, I remember all that game you throw me. Don't fuck around and get played by the label owners. Talk that shit to these niggas, Asia and Broner. But secure the window, don't let the game fool you. Cause when this game over, it's when the game over. And all they do is play the game till this game over. And you be giving game like a big brother mission. Never let them take it from us.
Last time that I checked, it was 5 chains on my neck. It was no smut on my rep. Last time that I checked, I was selling zones in the set. Make a quarter mil, no sweat. Last time that I checked, I'm the streets voice out west. Legendary self-made progress. Last time that I checked, first you get the money, then respect, then the power and the hoes come next. Last time that I checked.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3.
Nelly!
Ha!
Cooley! BlogTalkRadio.com!
Count, council, won't you come fuck with the council? Okay. AM, FM, all local radio channels.
All right.
Shake down, shut down, your favorite show get canceled. Don't play the radio, I just tune into the council.
Hello, hello world, let me welcome you to Nellyville, where we play the records, hot as peppers, never chill and chill. Feel the taste, I really feel. Never know, listening, you can probably catch a nail.
Court is in session, all rise, it's a new day. The radio won't play, it's okay, we found a new way. I'm calling all artists, give your records to the DJ. And no, you can't forget about the old school Tuesday. Yeah, that's for your auntie and your granny, oh yes and daddy. Break records on the camel, you can take this one for example. Crazy, lady, let's fill them up text like Rambo.
Nellyville, yeah, that's my famo. He got it on lock like Django. Count, council, won't you come fuck with the council? AM, FM, all local radio channels. Shake down, shut down, your favorite show get canceled. Don't play the radio, I just tune into the council. It's the Big Epic Saturday. Celebrity interviews, 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 interviews. I'm here to dump it Thursday. Who can I win or lose? Win or lose? Win or lose? Is it you? Is it you? Council, council, won't you come fuck with the council? AM, FM, all local radio channels. Shake down, shut down, your favorite show get canceled. Don't play the radio, I just tune into the council.
Council, won't you come fuck with the council?
Don't play the radio.
I just tune into the council.
Let me talk to the people. Y'all tuned in to the council radio Nellyville show. I'm your girl, Nellyville. Y'all know what today is. It's Saturday. We do our interviews on Saturday. Y'all live on IG. Check out the live right now. I am going live with a legend. RBL Posse's Black Sea.
What's up with you?
You know what? I'm a 70s baby myself, so I grew up with you.
Please,
let everybody know who you are. Let that don't know, that's just sleep.
Black Sea, you know, one half of the group, RBL Posse, rest in peace, Mr. C. And, yeah, we dropped a classic album, A Lesson to Be Learned, back in 1992. And, you know, with the classic hit, Don't Give Me No Bammer Weed. Yes, yes.
And I was going back. I was like, wait a minute. I had forgot about some stuff. I had to hurry up and throw it on playlist. So we going to go back. We going back to Ruthless by Law.
Ruthless by Law. Yeah, that was the one that came out in 94, the second follow-up.
Please, can we talk about it?
Let's talk.
What were you thinking when you came up with Ruthless by Law?
Well, really, it was just self-titled. You know, because a lot of people didn't know what RBL Posse stood for, what RBL in RBL Posse. They didn't know what it stood for. And on the first album, we slid in a couple of Ruthless by Laws here and there, but everybody just used to always ask, like, RBL Posse, what is that? Does that mean rebel? Or, you know, they didn't know what it means. So the second follow-up album was like, you know, we're going to self-title the album. It was actually supposed to be called Inside the Mind of a Criminal, but we ended up changing that last minute and ended up switching it over to Ruthless by Law to self-title it so people would know what RBL stood for. So it was
okay.
Self-titled.
Okay.
And they still didn't get it. People to this day still ask me, what do RBL stand for? Not tripping. They just thought we called the album Ruthless.
Right, because I was about to ask. I said, no, let me let him say it.
right.
So look, so when you first heard hip-hop, how did it affect you?
Oh, it affected me. It impacted me instantly. You know, I think probably the first song I was impacted by was probably Sugar Hill Gang. My mom was playing dominoes, had her stereo, you know, blasting out the porch. And, that hip-hop to the hippie, the hip, you know, Sugar Hill. Okay, so that's why I used it on the first album, on A Lesson to Be Learned. The title track is that song, you know what I mean? That
I
beat,
that.
I re-flipped, so that explained that, you know.
Right.
That impacted me right away, and ever since then, you know, it's been all about hip-hop.
Okay, so when did you think, okay, so this is what I want to do? What were you doing?
I speak a lot about it in the book, you know, for those that don't know, you know, the book just dropped Monday, so definitely pick up that Black Sea, A Part of Survival from the Block to the Booth. I deep dive more into, you know, what got me into music, but off top, it was my boy Budweiser when I got out of this juvenile detention facility called Log Cabin Ranch. You know, I was in a little year program up there for some things, and, it was one of those things where as soon as I got out, I got bit by the bug. My boy Budweiser told me to go, you know, help him with some equipment. You know, I had a few dollars, and he wanted me to invest into some equipment. So me and him went to the pawn shop. I bought some equipment for him. And I wasn't even planning on being a beat producer, but this guy,
right,
my boy Double B, shout out Double B. He said he knew how to work everything. We got it to the house, and he didn't know what he was doing. So I started tampering with it, and, you know, the rest was history. I went to, I ended up becoming a damn near like DJ Black Sheep.
Right. So, yeah, now that we jumped into the book, because I was going to jump around, but the book, I was like, oh, my God.
Right.
So I ordered the book. So I was prepared to like, okay, so I would like to read the book first and do another interview. Because
right.
I'm a reader.
We'll bring it back.
Right. I'm a reader. So big shout out to Fleetwood for setting up this interview.
Yeah, my boy Fleetwood. Shout out Fleetwood, man. That's my dog.
Right. So I read some of what you had on your bio about the book. Interesting. I was like, oh, my God. Yeah, so it got me into it, like, so I'm going to get the link for the book, so everybody, y'all need to get the book,
yeah,
and then y'all need to be reading the book.
You know, it's doing real good, too, right now. You know, surprised me, I only ordered a few hundred, just to see how it's going to go, and then I want to see the quality, and it's pretty much sold out, so I probably got a couple left, you know, maybe about 20 to 30 left, but man, people have been supporting, so I love it.
I'm going to support, so... How was it? Somebody wants to ask this question. How was it being on a major label and then going independent? What's the difference?
Well, we had a little short stint of being independent before we signed the Intermittent Records, even though they were independent too. The major only benefits of the major is that they get you in them doors that you normally can't get in. You know, like at the radio stations.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Nice promo tours, you know, they get you out there and get you to sit down with, you know, a lot of them like Clear Channel stations, stuff like that. That was the benefits of just having them logos behind you. But independent to me is just the best way to go because you control your own destiny. You know, you got creative control. You ain't got them shooting down your singles saying yay or nay, you know, because
right.
I'm used to just winging it, just putting out a song and, you know, if I like it, I'm going to put it out.
Right.
Know, they shoot it down. They could be like, nah, bring us back something else. Put a singer on it. Go
right.
deal with this group. Go do this. So, you know, it's got its pros and cons. I mean, all of them got their pros and cons.
Right.
Being independent, you make more money, but at the same time, you don't got access to the KMELs and things of that nature, you know, the
right.
big Clear Channel stations and stuff. So,
right.
You know, it's give and take with both of them, you know, so. But I like being independent myself, you know.
Right.
I just like just doing what I want to do, dropping when I want to. So, you know, that's the way for me.
So, I mean, I think you're doing really good. Because what is it like that you dropped since being independent and single solo artist? What, five, six?
Yes, five, maybe six solos.
I believe.
Some other groups and stuff, too. I got about maybe 19 or 20. About 20-some albums under my whole catalog that I did.
Right, because I like Black Caesar. Black Caesar.
As a solo artist, mm-hmm. I think this might be my sixth album I just dropped, the Black Caesar album.
Yeah, that's how I like the 70s Baby, Last Man Standing.
Yeah.
I was like, this is going... So I got at least a couple songs off each one that I'm really bumping right now.
appreciate it.
Let me give us a little history about the people that you have worked with besides E-40.
I done worked with 40 a couple times, most definitely. Just started from the beginning, you know, just working with people like TC who, you know, my boy TC kind of showed me the way of, you know, that quality control inside the studio, you know, to help me tighten up my beats, my production.
Right.
You know, he mixed and, you know, tightened all my beats and my samples up on the first album. My boy Enhancer, you know,
right.
I get a dude
right.
to be behind the scenes and do the technical stuff, give them some love, you know.
Right.
But going on just to the people we work with as far as rappers, you know, MCA, Sebo, man, TQ, Lil Bleed, who else we don't work with, MCA, Richie Rich, man, it's just a whole bunch of people, you know, of course, Larry June, you know, Nephew, just over the years, even though RBL, we always wanted to do our own thing,
right.
We kind of kept it in-house, working with NOH Mafia, Hitman, people like that who was up under our umbrella.
Right.
You know, I ventured out more after Mr. C passed.
Okay.
You know, the Eye for an Eye album, that's when I went and got with Rick Rock and them, Mike Mosley and them, and Rick Rock produced most of the album. And, I ended up, you know, getting a lot of features on that with Mystical, Big
right.
Lurch, you know, like I said, MCA, Richie Rich, all of them was on that Eye for an Eye album.
Right.
And, we've been doing our thing. Yeah, Be Legit, too. We
oh,
Be
I
Legit,
love these.
Matthew Marv,
right.
Stan Quinn, Andre Nicotina. I mean, a whole bunch of people, man, we done worked with over the years. Mac Mall, you know, the list goes on. You know,
right.
It's just all about networking. My dudes always, you know, show me love when I needed them.
Big shout out to MC8. He got some of my body butter for men. He said it's fire.
Okay,
I'ma send you some too. I got you. I'ma send you
yeah,
some
I
too.
Need that. I need that.
It's Obama.
What it need, man, you know?
Right, it's that Obama. I done perfected a whole craft. I mean, I got some stuff for you. I can't wait to read the book, but I got some stuff for you that I know you'll like.
Appreciate it.
Very, like, you. This is one of a kind. Ain't nobody else got it but you.
Man. Shoot it to me. I'm ready.
So, out of all the people you work with, who was the funniest and why? Why were they so funny?
The funniest, I mean, got to be my rap members group, Mr. C and Hitman, especially Hitman. They was the funniest, you know. A lot of times when you do collabs with dudes, they kind of, it's kind of like I send them out. I wasn't really in the studio with them. They kind of got the tracks, did it in their studio, and sent it back.
Right.
But as far as the people I was in the studio with, man, off-top, Hitman is probably the funniest.
Right.
You know, you can tell in his lyrics, his punchlines, and all the stuff that he, his metaphors, it's just so funny. It make you laugh and think. He was probably the funniest, you know, behind
Did I read that he was the one that got you out your shell, or was it Mr. C that got you out your shell?
As far as after Mr. C passed, it was Hitman pretty much, you know, who stepped it up and got me out that shit. But I went in the shell after Mr. C passed and didn't want to produce no more music. I was kind of slacking on the rapping, and I was just like, you know, let me step it up. He ready to rap. He by my side. The label got at
right.
me. You know, Mike Karen and all them over at Atlantic, they reached out. So I was just like, you know, let me go on and, you know, step it up and, you know, get this stuff going. And, I was back in the lab.
Right, right. Okay, so what would you love to see happen in the business of music?
Really, it's kind of happening with us having a lot of creative control, us being able to fly just music up nonstop. But I just wish it was a way to just weed out. It's just kind of like it's too crowded. It's a crowded space right now. So if you got a bunch of dope artists that just really can't be seen, you know, that can't be heard, you got to do a lot of work to be heard now.
Right.
You know, but thank God I got my fan base who've been loyal over the years, but they will take a listen, you know. But,
right.
Yeah, just being a new artist, man, it's hard. You know, it's easier. You know, they made it easier where you can just push an upload button. It's easier to produce. Equipment I got easier from us working with reel-to-reels and having to strike.
Right.
So it's different now. And, you know, I just wish it was a way that we could really promote, you know, because the old school way of promoting is just it ain't there. Going out
right.
there, doing hand-to-hand combat with the flyers,
right.
the flats, doing a snipe campaign.
Right.
That's over with. It's, you know, people ain't trying to hand them a flyer. It's like, they don't want to, you know, send it to my phone. You know, they'd rather have that flyer on their phone instead of having a pocket full of flyers and stuff. So
exactly.
We just need more just marketing and promotion opportunities, you know, in the music game. It just really ain't none of that no more. Things
right.
been shut down.
Okay.
Record, I was saying, like, radio stations are shut down, you know.
Fact.
So, yeah.
They so commercial right now, like.
Right.
It, yeah, it's not for me. I'd rather listen to myself.
Right.
So,
yeah.
I'm the DJ of skating, so I let everybody know, people that I interview, I play y'all music at skating. Not nothing that you done heard on the radio. They be coming up to me like, who is that?
Right.
Really? So that's how I'm getting it out there. So we got to talk about this book. So I want to know, how did you take the steps in putting your book together and, like, getting the people to read it, approve it? I don't know about books, but...
me having created the show, I need no approval from nobody. Really, I had started working on it, like, maybe 3 years ago. I just was shutting down ideas, and I wrote probably, like, maybe a chapter myself. Just start from the beginning of my life, and I didn't know where to go. I was trying to do it like in chapters of like age 12, 13 when I got into like flag football. I mean, at the gym, and I was trying to go to age 14, 15, and it was just kind of hard. It was taking too long. And then I ended up meeting this guy named Charles, who was like, "Bro, you need to put together a book." And I was just like, "No, I'm already working on one. I just need help, you know, kind of organizing it." And he was like, "Man, I done put out, you know, 6-step books. I'll do it for you and help you, you know, get it going." He said, "I'll make it real easy to where we just going to conversate, and I'm just going to record the conversations, and we just going to kind of bounce." He said, "We ain't going to do it in, you know, year after year."
Right.
From you starting at 13, that we're going to kind of bounce around. And I like how he did that, because we were just kind of all over the place, and we just have, like, two-hour conversations. And,
right.
He just started orchestrating, just putting it and organizing it, and started sending it to me, and I was just reading the chapters like, "Oh man, yeah." Then I had to go interview certain people who was influential and who was a part of our history, and also had them go sit down with my mom and, you know, some of my cousins, my auntie,
right,
who knew my pops, to get at, you know, just to give a backstory on them. And yeah, it worked out, and then he ended up making it real easy for me. It still took maybe about 2 years, but, you know, because we wasn't just on it hard. It was just kind of like here and there we have a conversation.
And, is it on,
man, without him, it wouldn't happen.
Right, is it on platforms like Amazon, Kindle?
Well, I'm going to get it there right now. I just wanted it strictly for this month just to be on my website, just to drive traffic there.
Okay.
Just being on that independent thing, too. You know, I just want to just be able to give it to my fans, because they're the ones who've been going buying my merch and everything, going on my website. Get them action at just getting it and reading it and soaking it in first, you know.
What's the website?
I put it on Amazon Books and everywhere else.
What's the website?
The website is, you can either go to www.rblposse.com, and it's the link at the top, or if they want to just go directly to the store, it's www.rblposse.bigcartel.com.
Okay.
So the rblposse.com is the easiest thing to remember if you can't, you know, can't get that.
Right. Right. Okay. So, because I'm look what book I'm reading right now. So, I'm a reader. Don't be shocked, everybody that's watching, but we got to know our history and we got to know other people.
Oh, wow.
So, if you read this book, you'll be like, what? So, it ain't nothing like what you think. And then, of course, I'm reading this book. So I'm a reader. I can read like 3 books at one time.
Wow.
And of course, I read all of Fleetwood's books. I read all of Freeway Rick Ross's books, because I interview him as well. So I cannot wait to read your story.
Appreciate it.
And okay, so when I read your bio, when I read books and I don't know a word, I hurry up and go look it up. Use it in a sentence and write a paragraph about it. That maybe that's just me because I'm so in tune with words.
Right.
So I love the way you put it.
Vocabulary up.
Exactly, exactly. So let's talk more about this book.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know when you're going to have a sign-in for it, when you're going to go somewhere and say, "Hey."
Yeah, that's what we're setting some up right now. It's supposed to be a lot of those we setting up in November. I'm trying to wait till I get the second round of books in. Like I said, I underestimated as far as how many people was going to buy it. So, plus it was a test, so I only ordered a few hundred. So, I'm ordering like 500 to 1,000 now. Then we're going to go through the in-stores. We got a few places. I don't want to say yet just until we lock it in. But one of them is going to be in Berkeley. One of them is going to be in San Francisco. And I'm trying to find a lot of black-owned bookstores, you know, who got their independent thing going on, and try to set up something with them to where I can post up in their store and drive traffic to their store. So that's what I'm doing right now. You know, like I said, this is my first time out with a book, so I just pressed it up and just said, well, I'm going to get it together and then figure it out from there. You know, I just didn't want to, you know, be stalling on delivering it.
Right.
I needed to figure out the distribution of in-store signings. I just let me get it. And once I just, you know, just figure it out along the way. So I just came up with the ideas like, man, let me try to find some Black-owned bookstores and, you know, small independent bookstores, not necessarily Black-owned.
Right, yeah.
That ain't like a Barnes & Noble. And
right.
With them, set up something to where they can make money. You know, I can do the signing, and we all benefit from it.
Okay, so I'm going to have to hit you up on the message and see how much the wholesale price is, because I know somebody that sells stuff out their store, and to walk in and see your book in there. Especially the 70s days.
Definitely setting that up.
So I got you on that part. I can at least help you out on that part. And then what's going on with music? How we doing with what's happening? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, what's happening is a single right now. That's my biggest one that I'm pushing with Larry June right now. And I'm still pushing that until I drop this new one. I'm actually done with my new album. I'm going to actually mix it all this week. And I mixed last week, and I got to do a little bit more mixing this week. I'm waiting on a few more features to come in. I'm going to keep them under wraps until I actually get everything mixed and mastered down. But, yeah, I got my new album. It's called Heavy In It, Black Sea Heavy In It, and it's going to be dropping real soon. We're going to start releasing these singles in a minute.
Okay,
and,
I'm like,
definitely another banger right here.
Right. Okay, so let's talk about this song, Trying to Win.
Right. That was actually off my album before my last album. But it was just one of my songs that it meant a lot to me. It was one of my little hits that people kind of slept on. So I was just like, you know what? Let me tell you what I'm going to start doing is doing videos that because I didn't shoot to a lot of my solo albums. I didn't shoot really videos. Some of them, at the time, videos was expensive. And I kind of was just moving on to different projects. I dropped the album, promoted.
Right.
And then I move on. I really wasn't dropping too many as far as videos for them. So now I said what I'm going to do is go back to each one and actually drop a video off of each album. You know,
right.
The one that I wanted to shoot. So that's all that was. That was just the start of me dropping something to my older album. So that came off of the Still Ruthless album.
Yeah, I like
really just saying, you know, I'm trying to win. I'm out here grinding.
You and me both. We're all trying to win. I said we're gonna win together. So we family now. We are locked. We locked. Me and you us never apart.
So
wait. Okay, so you got any features on the album that's dropping?
Yeah, I can't say. I ain't gonna say just yet. We come back on and talk again about the album. I mean, about the book. Once you do it, I should be done with all the features. I'm waiting to get them in because I don't want to say who is gonna be on it until I actually get the song back from them. Right now, everybody got the music. They working on it. And, you know, sometimes things happen and be delays, and then, you know, me, I'll be moving. Like, they might not make it. I'll be like, you know, let me go and cut that.
Right.
And, you know, keep it pushing. So I don't want to say too soon, but I got like, four nice features that people are going to be surprised about.
Okay. Okay.
Probably not be surprised. You know, it's the usual
right.
suspect. But, yeah, for the most part, the other three to maybe four, they're going to be real surprised about these.
Okay. So, who are you listening to right now, besides yourself?
I'm all over the place. Really, to be honest with you, I've just been soaking up Larry June, last album. You know, I've been on for him. Kendrick Lamar, been soaking up his album. I just checked out Lil Baby album. I've been listening to that yesterday. His album just dropped yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I've been checking him out, listening to him. Also, Smoke Dizzle. Like, I'm all over the place when it comes to music. You know, you might hear me listening to Larry Jones, and then you might hear me listening to a DB by the Bag or a Zay Bang or something. And, you know, next you know, I'm listening to J. Cole. And, you know,
I'm like me.
So I listen to everything.
Right.
You know what I mean? It ain't no, I'm not just listening to no one type of music. And then I might just be on my reggae and just shut down everything. And I'm listening to my roots reggae or my Afro beat. You know?
Okay. So out of the artists that's out there right now, the new people, who would you love to work with? Is there anybody that you like want to get on the track with?
Aside from my folks like Larry June and them, my dream feature would definitely be like a Scarface, you know, an Ice Cube. You know, I have to take it back to the old school. As far as new artists, man, it was, I would love to get a J. Cole or a Kendrick, man. That's, man.
Y'all, you know, look at this. Let's get this cracking. Like, this is what we do. We make a laugh. Let's do this. So, because the new song that's What's Happening, I'm going to play that at skating tomorrow. I'm going to tag you in it so you will know. When I get my book, I'm going to tag you in that. And then I might, I should have waited. Let me, so you can sign it.
We'll bring it back again. Ain't no thing.
Right. Like, I need to get that joint signed. Oh, for sure, I'm getting you on my wall. I've interviewed you.
Right.
One of your albums going to be on my wall.
One of them albums up in there. I got to get you one of them Lessons to Be Learned albums to put up on that wall.
Facts. I need that. That's the one I need.
Yeah, I got you.
I need that. But I'm going to send you something else besides, so don't be shocked. Don't be shocked.
Dope. Oh, you make those? You get them made? Or
what? I make these.
Wow. That's dope.
That's hot. So I ain't done. I got one more thing I want to show you. So this is a lamp.
Oh, wow.
And it got a remote to it, so that lights up.
Well, I like that.
So.
Yeah, that's my drink right there.
Is it?
I drink that Don Julie.
Look, I send you that. With the body butter. I got you. Right. And then I'm going to try to shoot the California next year. I can't wait. I want to come when you're doing like a major show. So any shows coming up?
Yeah, we got a couple shows coming up. We got one that's coming up on the 23rd. That's going to be out there in Santa Clara. It's at the tailgate. You know, we're going to be out there with 408 South Bay. Swag, you know, my guys out there, Ruben and them, they got us going, you know, posting up out there. We're going to perform out there with the Federation, with Goldie and them at the 49er tailgate. So if anybody ain't, you know, y'all ain't doing nothing, come out there, come see us. We're going to be in the parking lot at the tailgate, you know, with it cracking. You know, I believe it's the green parking lot, pole 20, something like that, if I ain't mistaken. But, yeah, the flyer will be on my page. I will start promoting it this coming week, so. Definitely check on my page for all the shows. And after that, on the 30th, we're going to be in L.A. for a Halloween party, you know, with Too Short. And I believe it's Too Short, Spice One, and Sally Sale, you know, for a Halloween party.
Dang, I got to hit up Spice. I got to hit up Spice.
Yeah.
That's my guy.
Yeah. So, and then after that, we got a show November 4th. We're going to be in Vallejo at the Empress Theater, you know, with Jay Worthy, my boy Monroe Flo, and a few other local artists, you know. Also, you know, Young Lot going to be on that bill, too. So, we working. Oh, the day after that, we're going to be in Oakland on November 5th. We'll be in Oakland for the Block Burners 16th annual motorcycle anniversary. So
I'm sharing all that. Once I see it on your page, I'ma just share it. I ain't gonna attend the
shows. I don't do it like 2-3 weeks out of everybody.
Right.
You know, brain is just you know short memory span around here. They you know they forget. So I kind of do it, go hard the week of in my story, leading up to it. That way they won't forget. If it's right around the corner, they can prepare to go. But you do it like a month, 2 months out, they kind of forget about it. So. Yeah, you'll be seeing it all this week, our next show next Sunday.
Okay, cool. I'm 50, so I'm about to be 51. So, you know, I'm in the 70s game for real. Like, I always tell my mom since I was
born.
Right. I always tell my mom since I was born in 71, food stamps came out in 72, so we was rich for a year. She always say, girl, shut up. But, hey, now we have to enter the interview. I am so blessed to have you on my show and my presence.
Appreciate it.
Y'all is live also on my Blog Talk site, so you can go to my Blog Talk and listen to that. I will save this interview, but before you go, can you please, I want you to give some words of wisdom to these people that, you know, your words of wisdom, because you can, your book is a whole words of wisdom.
Yeah, only thing I would really say is just, you know, follow your dreams, stay motivated, you know, consistency is the key, as you can see, just staying at it. I would just say, you know, whatever you do in life, just make sure you love doing it. You know, make sure if you get a job, or just say you're doing something like art, or like I'm doing music. If you do something like that you love doing, you stay at it, and you stay consistent.
Right.
You'll never work a day in your life, you know, because I feel like I'm getting over right now, just getting paid off of doing what I love doing. So, you know, if you stick to...
Oh, you got somebody calling?
And you'll never work a day in your life, you know?
Facts. And I that's facts right there. Because my son only had one job. Right now, he's the owner of 5 stores. 3 in Nebraska and 2 in Iowa.
That's love. And I know he feel like he ain't even weak. Like, man, I'm getting over just opening up these stores, doing what I love, able to kick back with the family. And I'm doing it on my own terms, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course. So before you go, I gotta have you introduce this track, because everybody in the chat, I got 2 chats up here besides this one. They want to hear the song, What's Happening. Somebody said, I just heard it, but play it again.
Let's do it. Now that's a slapper. I don't blame them.
So before you go, you don't have to stay on the live. Can you please introduce it? I'm going to hit you up through text message so I can send you your merch.
Okay.
I'll let you know when the book comes later on. But I appreciate you so much. This is a blessing.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't think that when I was listening to you in my backyard on a Thursday when I was supposed to be at school, but we was cutting school, I didn't never think I'd be on here interviewing you, so I could tell you now. We were listening to that. Right. So I appreciate you.
I appreciate you, too.
And you want to give any shout-outs before you go?
Man, just shout-out to all the fans and all the supporters who stay rocking with RBL, you know. Me losing 2 partners, and they still rock with us. They still book us. So, you know, that's motivation. That helped me keep the torch lit. They helped me keep my confidence up in the booth. And, you know, they're going to be in for something real, real special on this next album. You know, the last album was dope. Some of my hardest work, you know, some of my best lyrics. And I think they're going to be surprised about this next one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I done stepped it up. And, again, you know, I just keep leveling up when it comes to just doing this music. And I just feel like I'm in a good space right now. I'm happy. You know, I'm healthy. You know, we're gonna keep having fun with it.
Right. You want to stay on live while you listen to the song or what? It's up to you.
I'm going to go on and run. And
okay.
I got to do as far as online, but now I'm going to definitely come back in and check you out or something later on. I'm going to definitely re-look at this interview.
Okay.
I'm going to post it on my page. So.
Hey. Oh, I'm about to tag you in it. I'm about to tag you and do all that right now.
Let's do it.
Okay.
You want me to introduce it?
Yes, please.
Yeah, it's your boy Black Steel, that RBL Posse, and you're about to check out this banging, slapping single by yours truly featuring my nephew Larry June, titled What's Happening, off that album Black Season. Go pick that up. Yeah.
Count this motherfucking money and shit, you know what I mean? Check it out. And bitch, don't check me, check your motherfucking interest right, you know what I'm saying? Numbers, nigga. Black C, RBL, Larry Jones,
Have you ever had a pocket full of blues?
Full of blues.
Jumped in an old school for the crew.
For the crew.
She was chosen, I let the whole slide.
Whole slide.
I'm a 100-point nigga, never lie.
Never lie.
In Black Sea, that's my motherfucking nut.
That's my
it's on my left, bitches never in the trunk.
In the trunk.
I hit the blunt, then I let off the clutch.
Off the clutch.
Disrespect, little nigga, then it's up.
Then it's up.
Off top, I'm just trying to enjoy my day.
Enjoy
while
day.
You niggas out hating, I'm counting the tape.
Counting
came
tape.
Through. Everything I do is legit.
Dude,
I'm not
legit.
A peep no more, but I got a lot of women, bitch, chill.
Shit.
I still need the house in the hills. When I lost my grandma, I ain't know how to feel. Man, I'm tripping. But you know I gotta keep it pushed. Gotta keep my head up. I know these haters still looking with tags.
Man, yeah, check.
Nigga with tags.
Man, yeah.
Nigga with tags. Nigga was happy.
Hey, it ain't gotta be explained, I'm a rebel in this shit. Recognize and realize that it's levels to this shit. Got some metal in the stick, box of ammo in the drum. I ain't starting no shit, but won't finish till it's done. Yeah, that RBL stamp, verified and certified. All the shit I been through will leave a nigga traumatized. Ain't no question I'ma slide when it's time for it. They can't see me, I got these niggas blindfolded. Hey, run it up and thumb it up, I still ain't felt I done enough. If bitch see us leaving, wanna act and she can come with us. Fuck it, let her ride out with a couple boss niggas. Haters getting mad every time they come across niggas. I be on that real shit, you be on that fake shit. Smoking on your profit is the reason you don't make shit. Money on my mind, moving in and out of traffic. Larry June and Black Sea collaboration is a classic.
Nigga was
happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Check. Nigga was happening.
Man.
Yeah. Nigga was happening. Nigga was happening.
Yeah, you already know, nephew. Our collaborations is classics. Black Sea, Larry June, Numbers.
Tune back into the Council Radio Nellyville Show. Shout out to my brother, my new brother Black Sea of RBL Posse. That interview was dope, dope, dope. So you know what I do after a dope interview. I keep on playing music, so I'm going to play What I Got by RBL Posse and Black Sea. Let's get it.
Chasing chicken. We be road running and breaking bitches. We be road running exotic living. We be road running and dodging prison.
Road running, road running, road running. Diamond gang in the diamond lane. Road running,
road running, road running, road running.
Diamond gang in the diamond lane. Road running.
The money be doing gymnastics, backflips. It's going three times, crazy how I stack chips. Max shit tactics, the kid real drippy. Got her pussy wet, quick to fuck her on a saw 58. Talk money, I'm a boss, baby, sauce with me. Put it in my pocket, cash out and come and floss with me. In the state, I-8, I be in a I-8. Fly like wings on me, higher than the crime rate. Wavy baby, get your shit straight. Real city nigga in this bitch, don't gotta fixate. How we get this money, it be lovely, such a quick rate. Tell it like it is while they tell it, try to dictate. Mac, pop, peas, bow, cheese, make a bitch break. Fast like morning meal, till she get her chips straight. Nigga, get this shit straight, we dealing with big weight. Four, two pieces, add it up, it's a quick. Hey, fuck with me.
We be road running and tasting chicken. We be road running and breaking bitches. We be road running exotic living. We be road running and dodging prison.
Road running,
Diamond gang in the diamond lane, roll running.